here we go. Here we go. This is about to be awesome. This is actually the last time I'll be recording a podcast in the state of Georgia for the foreseeable future. So I really wanted to get on here and kind of tell you my experience of living in Georgia my entire life. I felt like I've lived out of the state. I've just lived in different parts of the state and they've all been different. But I've never lived outside of the state of Georgia and I'm about to do that tomorrow. So I really kind of wanted to recap the past 24 years of my life and what I've learned the most in this state and what this state and the people in the state, how they've impacted me. I think Georgia is home to some of the greatest people. I think Georgia is home to some of the most talented people in whatever, in art and music and athletics and entrepreneurship. I think Georgia is home to some of the most talented people. And just some of the best people, like some of the nicest, just down-to-earth people. And I've learned something from each place that I've lived in. I mean, I can take it back to when I was 10 years old, when we were living in Fayette County, when I would work for Mr. Minner. So our next-door neighbor was a farmer. He owned this big old farm. It was a Christmas tree farm in the winter, and he had a lot of crops in the summer. And during the summer, I would go help him out. So we'd load up in the truck or the tractor or the trailer and, you know, we'd get these big old buckets and we would just go and pick squash, okra, corn. And I was doing this at 10 years old in the blistering heat for 8 hours a day. And the best part of the day was going to get Subway for lunch. But I just remember just waking up and hard work like nonstop at 10 years old. And seeing Mr. Minner just not take breaks. While me and my other buddy who lived close to him, we would come work for him. We would take breaks. We'd go sit under the tree or by the river or just by the truck and drink water. And we would take a 30-minute break because it was hard work. And Mr. Minner just never stopped. And he was an older man. And I just remember watching him. Like, I remember these thoughts going through my head when I was 10 years old and thinking, this is hard work. Like, this dude doesn't have an off button. He just nonstop. And he's got to do something every single day. Like the crops and the livestock, they need tending to every single day. They all rely on him. And he showed up every single day and just worked so hard. He's not getting any praise for what he's doing. Nobody's praising him on social media for doing all this stuff. He's not winning any awards. No one's just driving up to the farm and be like, hey, what you did today was awesome. Like, I really appreciate that. That's not happening for him. But he shows up every day on a mission. And that's the first time I really noticed. I was like, wow, this guy's not getting a whole lot of recognition, but this, it means something to him. And that's also when I realized, okay, I don't want to be a farmer. This is way too hard work. I cannot do this. So that was the first realization that I had. I was like, all right, don't want to be a farmer. I got to figure something else out. And probably one of the most pivotal things I've ever done in my life and will probably be the backbone for everything I do going forward in my life. This is the backbone of who I am, is playing sports in the South, and particularly playing football in the South. Football in the South is completely different from anywhere in the world. It's unlike anything. And the stuff that I learned, the experiences that I had, the relationships that I made from this sport is the reason why I am the way I am today. It's the reason why I'm going to do all this stuff in the future. It's going to draw back to these experiences, these crucial experiences. This sport allowed me to gain perspective of why people do certain things. This sport allowed me to understand people from total different backgrounds from me and understand why they do the things they do. And I remember one story. This was my senior year of college. We had a freshman linebacker. I'm not going to say his name or where he's from. He was really, really good. So I remember that whole summer and halfway through camp, like, he was just making plays. He was looking like he was going to be our starting middle linebacker as a freshman. He was fun to watch work. Like, he brought it every single day. He did every little thing right. Like, he was there for a reason. And I remember, like, this dude is different. This dude operates different. So during camp, it's 3 weeks and it is football every single day. Like, you lose track of what day it is because all you know is you got practice later that day. And it's right before the season, right before school starts. And at night, each position group gets up in front of the team and you go one by one and each individual tells the team why they play the game and why they chose this team and why they show up and do the things they do. And I'll never forget what he said. And he got up there and he told the team about an experience he had when he was younger and that it was never going to happen again. He said when he was younger, he was the oldest of all his siblings, and it was just his mom living in the house. He says he remembers one night, they were just sitting in the living room having dinner, watching TV. And the next thing he knows, the door busts in and cops come in screaming, yelling, guns drawn, lights in the face, just chaos everywhere. And come in and throw his mom on the ground and get everyone to like stay still. And he just remembers his mom crying, his siblings crying, and him not knowing what's going on. He didn't understand. He's like, why is this happening? What's going on? What's going on? And he said after that experience, he vowed he will never allow that to happen to his family again. He's going to get his family out of that situation. And he said, so this is why I go so hard at football. This is a vehicle. Football is a vehicle to allow me to get my family out of this situation so they'll never have to experience that again. He's like, so don't ask me why I do all this extra stuff. Don't ask me why I show up early. Don't ask me why I stay late. That's the reason why. I have an opportunity to get my family to a whole nother situation where they'll never experience that again. He's like, that's why I played the game. That's why I care so much. Have you ever seen somebody work when they know they have the opportunity to change the way their family lives forever? Like, have you ever experienced someone, been around someone that knows that they have the opportunity to change their whole family tree, change the trajectory of their whole family tree if they can do their job correct? I was surrounded by this environment for 24 years. For 24 years, I was surrounded by guys that were trying to improve one little thing each day so they could better their family situation. Now, we all played the sport for a different reason, but I realized that we all play for the same reason. And it is always bigger than us. It was always for somebody else, for something else. It was never for personal gain. When people got up there and asked why they did things, it was never, I just wanted a good highlight. I wanted the recognition. It always drew back to something bigger than themselves. It always drew back to something bigger than themselves. And I was surrounded by this, by a group of individuals with just relentless pursuit. Just relentless pursuit at trying to improve something each day. And it is contagious. Football taught me how to care. And what family truly meant. And what a brotherhood truly meant. And it taught me accountability. It taught me how to lead. It taught me how to follow. It taught me how to do what I say I'm going to do. It taught me to keep my word. It taught me how to work hard for a bigger purpose. It taught me how to work long and not see results, but still put in the work each and every day. Because when you know why your other teammate is doing stuff, when you have a teammate tell you that story and why he works so hard, it's contagious. Like, okay, if he can do all that, I can do all that. And then once you know why the people around you are doing what they're doing and they start to slip a little bit, all you got to do is remind them. All you got to do is remind them, hey, you said this. You said we wanted this. You said you wanted this. This is what it takes. If you're a man of your word and you say you want to do all the things you say you're going to do, this is what it takes. So let's go. And they can flip it right back on you too when you start to slip. You said you wanted to do this. You can quit whenever. And that's the thing. You can quit whenever. You don't have to be there. Football is not mandatory. You get to be there. So you can quit whenever. But if you want to do all the stuff you say you want to do, this is what it takes. This is what it takes. And I was surrounded by that for 24 years. So I watched people change their life and change their family lives from committing to a purpose, to trusting the process. I watched people trust the process and it worked for them. And the only way it worked for them is because they truly believed and they bought in. They bought into a vision that was bigger than themselves. Put in work each and every day, not see results, not see quick results, but no, trust the process. Keep doing it and it'll work out. And I've seen that happen. I have firsthand seen people change their whole life, change their family's whole life just for trusting in the process. From working hard, not seeing instant results, and still working. And not lose that level of enthusiasm and want to show up each and every day. Whether it was good or bad, you showed up each and every day and you did your job. Because you were there for a bigger reason than yourself. And I was surrounded by that for 24 years, and that has wore off on me. So I know what it looks like. I've experienced. I know what it looks like to work hard on something, not see direct results, but trusting the process and know eventually you will get there. As long as you don't kick, as long as you don't quit, you will get there. And that has been the most pivotal thing in my entire life, is playing football in the South and the relationship and the experiences it's brought to me. People are capable of a lot bigger things than they think they are. People are capable of a lot bigger things than they think they are. And sometimes it's just people don't want it bad enough. And I was surrounded by dudes that wanted it bad enough. I was surrounded by dudes that wanted it bad enough and did whatever it took. And to watch that and to experience that, you can learn a lot of things from watching people work like that. And that's what I did. So I am so grateful for each teammate, each coach I ever played with. Everybody taught me something. Every year, I learned a new lesson. So I am so grateful for the sport, for all my teammates, for my coaches, for the support staff, everybody. Everybody is pouring in so much time and energy for one common goal, to win some football games. But it is so much bigger than that. It is so much bigger than that. It is a lifestyle. It's a family. It's more than just having family written on the walls or put on a t-shirt. It is lived out each and every day. So I'm so thankful for what that sport and the people have brought to me and taught me. And I am forever grateful for it. And that is really my main mission in my life, is I know how impactful that has been for me. And not everyone is blessed enough or has the opportunity to play the sport that I got to. And I want to take the best thing out of that sport, which is that team, that accountability, that family aspect, and plug that in to everyday life and allow people to experience that, that didn't have the opportunity to play football. That's how impactful it was for me. My life mission is to take that and try to plug it in and allow other people to experience that, because it'll change your life. It'll change your life like it changed mine. So I am just so grateful for this state, for this sport, and everyone that has ever poured into me. Love and appreciate each one of y'all. And I'll see y'all next week. Let go.